It was my top priority to get onto that ag committee because it is such a huge industry in my district, and there's so much going on with ag that I don't think, you know, most people, you know, think about it. They see the food on their grocery store and they don't think about what's going on in the ag industry and some of the struggles and successes that we're having there. You know, it's important to be on there, and I will just kind of go into the farm bill a little bit because one of the things that I was disappointed on is that we didn't start those farm bill hearings right away because there was so many new people on the ag committee because I will tell you, among the Republican freshmen, it was the most popular committee to be on, and so there was a lot of competition to get on there, and that is why I am honored to be on there. But I was hoping that we'd really get into that. Really, you know, we've got a farm bill coming in 2023. We were elected in 2020. We really needed to start getting into that. First of all, so that all of us could learn, understand better. You know, I may know the ag industry in my district, but I'd like to know a little bit more about cotton in Texas, and what do they need too, so that we can balance those needs for all the farmers. But that was my disappointment. We finally did start them. We're gearing them up. One of the big things that I hear from all of my constituents is we need to protect that crop insurance program and make sure that it does not get tainted with some of the things that the Democrats are talking about. You know, attaching it to some of the conservation practices and things like that, making sure that it really does stay the business tool, because it really is a tool for the farmers, it really stays that way and it's not tied to things that so many farmers are already doing. They're the first conservationists. They are already doing so much of that. And if there are things that are going to be, geared towards conservation, that they get, number one, they get credit for what they've already done. Because, like I said, so many of them already done so many things. They are moving mountains, and they're not getting credit for it. But in addition to that, that we aren't punitive, that we are not punishing people, that we are incentivizing, because that's the way you get things done. And farmers are willing to do those things, but it has to be flexible enough so that the farmer in Minnesota can do it and the farmer in Texas can do it. And they will be the ones leading the way on conservation.